Welcome to the Dog Show with Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk 1150 AM. The Dog Show is brought to you in part by Invisible Fence Northwest. Invisible Fence for the life of your pet. Check out InvisibleFenceNW.com to learn about their indoor and outdoor solutions for both dogs and cats. The Dog Show is also brought to you in part by all the best pet care, all the best food, treats, and toys for your dog and cat. You can find them online at allthebestpetcare.com to see where all of their 9 locations are around Western Washington. Well, we're getting close to the holidays, and we have Brandy Algren back with us in the booth today. Brandy's the editor of City Dog Magazine. Welcome back to the show, Brandy.
Thank you.
And we're going to be going through the City Dog Magazine holiday gift guide. And if you are listening at home, streaming perhaps live from your computer, or if you're just listening at home from your radio and you're close to your computer, you can actually follow along with us today as we go through the gift guide. And we'll be doing that in just a little bit. So I'll give you that website now, and then we'll give it to you again before we get into the gift guide. If you go to citydogmagazine.com/blog. You can find the holiday gift guide there and open it up and then follow through with us. And we're going to be talking today about, we're going to be talking about a bunch of things, some holiday safety. Brandy has a story to share. But we're going to be, actually, Brandy brought in a lot of the products that are actually featured in the gift guide we have in the booth with us today. So we're going to be I'm actually going to get to have my hands on a lot of these, and we'll be kind of going through them and talking about them. There's some new products. I know I saw some local products here in the Northwest. So if you're wondering, if you have the dog that has everything, if you're looking for some gift ideas or maybe some gift ideas for some dog lovers in your life, of course, as always, in addition to the gifts that we're featuring on today's show and that are featured in the gift guide itself and City Dog Magazine itself makes a wonderful gift. A year subscription is only $18, and that's 5 issues. There's a seasonal issue, so about every quarter, and then there's this special holiday edition, which is what we'll be talking about today. So And I just love, I always love your covers. This one, the cover for the holiday gift guide, this Frenchie.
Mm-hmm. Isn't she darling?
Oh, she's gorgeous. And she's, of course, got this fabulous jacket on that I saw you brought with you. Yeah, she's just beautiful. What's her name?
Her name is Harlow, and she is actually Devin, my intern's dog.
Uh-huh. Wow, beautiful. How old is she?
I think she's almost a year or just a little over a year.
Yeah. Well, she has a sophistication about her for such a young Frenchie. So, again, the website is citydogmagazine.com/blog. And you can actually follow along with us live today. Or if you're listening to our podcast, then you can get online and follow through on your own as you listen to the archive show. All of our shows are archived online at dogtalkshow.com. You can go to the podcast page, click on any show, and it'll automatically pop up and stop playing. So start playing. So make sure that you have your volume on. And all of our shows are also archived on iTunes, available as a free audio podcast on iTunes. And we have almost 150 shows now archived. This February will be 3 years. Isn't that crazy, Eric?
Yeah, I mean, that's just flown by.
I know.
That's dog years, though, right? So, really.
Right. It's been like 25 years. Yeah, really. Eric is our booth engineer and program coordinator here at KKNW.
I'm excited about the show today because you got props.
You know?
Rarely do we have props in the studio for the show, so this is cool.
Yeah. Well, so, Brandy, tell us a little bit about City Dog Magazine for those new listeners or people who are new to City Dog, and then we can start talking about the holiday gift guide.
Well, City Dog Magazine, we launched about 7 years ago here in Seattle, and it's all about life and living with dogs in the West. So we cover weekend getaways, neighborhoods where you can take your dog, things to do with your dog, very local-centric. So we also have an events calendar in the back so people can check out on what's going on around the region.
Mm-hmm.
With that, we also recently relaunched our website to have all of those things as well, a calendar, a business directory for services. And just yesterday, we launched our Portland site.
Oh, wow. Good timing for the show. The website is great. And that was, I remember when that was first out and checking it out. And so people can actually log in and like create a profile.
Right. They can create a profile, start making friends, share pictures, videos, and then also check the site for upcoming events. They can post their own events.
Yeah.
We also have the business directory. So if there are pet businesses out there, you can load your own business as well.
Excellent. And again, that's citydogmagazine.com. And you guys also have a Facebook page, so you can find them on Facebook and Twitter.
Yes, of course.
Of course, right. Okay, so you've put together some very nice variety of different holiday gift ideas. And again, if you want to follow along with us online, if you're near a computer, go to www.citydogmagazine.com/blog. And you can open up the holiday gift guide and you'll see the cover has this beautiful French bulldog with a very fabulous jacket on. And that is the holiday gift guide. So let's get into it. And so I see you've got the jacket with you, which is adorable. Now, who made this?
This is Harris Tweed.
Mm-hmm.
And it, if you do have... if you do have the gift guide open, on the cover, Harlow is wearing this jacket, and it's handmade.
Mm.
Very
plaid
furry
tweed.
Collar.
Yeah, with the faux fur
collar,
collar, of course.
Of course.
With a cotton lining, and it's just adorable. I would wear this if I could.
Yeah. Now, is this something that's specifically made, because bulldogs have a different body type than sort of your average dog, if there is such a thing? So is this company, you said this is handmade, was this custom for this dog or do they specialize in bull breeds or?
All of the jackets are custom made for the individual dog.
Wow.
So yes, this was actually made with Harlow's sizes, but not just specific to the French bulldog. She hand makes all of these coats. Mm-hmm. It's not even really a jacket. It's more of a coat, tweed coat for your individual dog.
Oh, how adorable. And where is, what's the company name again?
It is Hebridean Humpties.
Okay.
So also in the gift guide that we have online, we have live links from each one of the products. So you can actually click directly into each one of their sites.
Yeah.
Directly from the guide too.
Great. And is this person local to the Seattle area or West Coast somewhere?
They're not, but they're on a new site called artsydog.com. I don't know if you're familiar with Etsy.com.
Yes, yep.
So artsydog.com is specific, obviously, to dog products, but all of them are handmade by, kind of small entrepreneurs, craftspeople. So we have we like to feature a lot of those types of products that are handmade, high quality, by small local businesses.
Yeah.
It's a really cool site.
Cool. And that's called artsydog.com. And it's this company that made this particular coat is Hebridean Humpties.
Yes.
Like you said, and there's a link and you can see that little Frenchie posing. It's really a beautiful jacket. It looks nice and warm with that wool on the outside, but then nice and soft on the inside. Lovely. Well, there is something to be said for custom clothing. Certainly for people, a lot of people appreciate that. Clothes that fit you well, feel good, you look good. And then, dogs are all built so differently. And I know, like, with my dachshund, she's obviously got the long body, short legs, but actually a pretty big chest. And she can be kind of hard to find jackets that fit her right and don't slide around or aren't too short or whatever. So that's great.
Right.
I'll have to check that out, artsydog.com.
Right, and then also with all of the barrel-chested breeds, Great Danes, Boxers,
Those
can be kind of hard to fit to in a standard size.
Very cute. I wish that this was television right now because this jacket is adorable. But you can see it online on the gift guide and also, of course, in print. citydogmagazine.com/blog is how you can follow along with us right now. And where can people... So you can subscribe to City Dog Magazine and get a year subscription and just have it sent to your house. But it's also on stands.
Right. We're sold on the newsstand in major bookstores like Barnes & Noble, but also independent pet stores like Mud Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And independent newsstands like Elliott Bay Book Company and Powell's Books in Portland.
Great. So if you're at a place like Barnes & Noble or Elliott Bay Books or Mud Bay that carries, you know, these magazines, keep your eye out for it there, and then you can just pick up your guide there as well. Okay, so what's next?
Let's look at Paco Collars.
Mm.
So this company is based in San Francisco. They make these very high quality, as you can and tell by just the weight of the leather,
yeah,
the thickness of the leather. And then each of their designs, they feature the hardware, is just this really heavy duty, riveted collars. And each one of those is also handmade.
Wow. These obviously for large breeds. I mean, look at
right,
this thing.
This is on page 13, by the way.
That's like a belt.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Which they also make.
A rock star belt.
Belts for humans.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Cool. And what is the company name here again?
Paco Collars.
Okay. And they're based in San Francisco?
Based in San Francisco, yes.
Handmade. And can you, can you order custom? Like, oh, I want this type of metal or this
yes,
color leather or whatever?
Yes. Yep, yeah, you can.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. I like it. That's huge. I'd like to see a dog with a neck that could...
That's got to be a Great Dane or a St. Bernard.
A Mastiff or something,
yeah.
Right.
Just huge. Very cool. Very nice.
So another San Francisco-based company that is one of my favorites is Play. And they make dog beds.
Mm-hmm.
But their beds, to me, what I found is the high quality and then the designs that they have.
Mm-hmm.
And I have one at home, which my dogs love.
Mm-hmm.
And they're at petplay.com. And in this issue, we've got these, what they're called, chill pads. So they're very portable. You can take them in the car with you. You can take them to the office. Lay them down in front of your fireplace, but they're a little bit more mobile than the bulky bed. You can mm-hmm, fold them up, put them in a bag, take them with you for traveling.
Yeah.
And they just launched those.
Okay.
They've been around for about a year and just have some really, really cool designs.
Mm-hmm. And how's your bed lasted, one that you have?
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
you know,
it's
that's
in perfect condition.
That's something that we've found. We have three dogs and dogs in and out with Darcy's service dog training business, and you know, we have liked the shape and everything of beds like from Costco or whatever, but the covers just don't hold up to dogs that are rough on beds, and our cattle dogs, I'll tell you, are rough on beds. So I'm actually really, it's like, gosh, how many of these beds have I bought in the past 3 months, whereas if you spend the money and get a nicer one, you're not going to have to replace it.
Right.
So,
and even better, with Play, they've got a 20% discount right now with a coupon code.
Oh, great.
And the coupon code is REACCH11. So if you go to their site with that coupon code, you can get 20% off.
And the website was petplay.com. And is this for any of their beds or for the chill time beds?
Any of the beds.
Okay. And that coupon code again is REACCH11.
Yes.
And that's for 20% off?
Yep.
Excellent. All right. Yeah, those pads are great in working with dogs with training and behavior here in Seattle. One of the commands that, I don't really like the word command, but it's sort of the... You know, it's
right,
like not really how it feels, but one of the words that the dogs learn is to go to a bed and wait on a bed. And this type of mat, this sort of, you know, comfortable, cushy, but flat mat, it's not something that the dog has to like climb into or that has a lot of folds in it that the treats get lost in. These are great. So this is the perfect type of size and shape for that too. And again, that's petplay.com, and there's a 20% off coupon code, REACCH11. You can type that in and get a discount online. All right, great. What's next?
Let's talk about the bowls.
Okay.
So Lucky Pup, which we found on Etsy.com, they create stainless steel, customized with your dog's name in a variety of different colors you can choose from and a variety of different fonts that you can choose from that fits your dog's personality.
Uh-huh.
So, of course, I brought the bowls that say Scout, which is my dog, and Ziggy, which is my dog, and Harlow, which is Devin's dog, our model.
Which are the ones featured in the guide.
Yes.
Yeah. And again, if you're just joining us, we're going through the City Dog Magazine Holiday Gift Guide right now. And if you're near a computer, you can follow along with us live if you go to citydogmagazine.com/blog. And then you can hop on the gift guide and look through yourself with us as we're going through these products. So these are some stainless steel bowls. I see that they have those no-slip rings around the outside, which are great. And then you can pick the color and have it personalized with your dog's name. Or I suppose you could write anything on it you wanted.
Right.
But these have the names on it. And then you can pick your font, which I think is great to match your dog's personality. And that is from Etsy. And the company is called Lucky Pup. Very cute. All right. Moving on.
Moving on. How about some stocking stuffers?
Good.
So another smaller company is, it's called the Fugly Family. So,
uh-oh.
So, of course, they've got the squeaky toys, and they're made out of fleece, all hand-sewn with, of course, the squeaky toys. Really heavy-duty, durable for those hard chewers out there. But the line is called Fugly Family. And the characters are
fugly.
They're very fugly, which I think is
but very cute,
cute. For
right.
Ugly.
Right. So ugly, they're cute.
Exactly. And, you know, they've got names like Fruggalita, Bumkiss, and Bajiggity. And then each one comes with a little squeaky heart, which has a nice little message. This one happens to say, every time your dog barks, an angel gets their wings.
Oh, that's so nice.
Very sweet.
Now, does the squeaky heart actually fit into the animal?
Or no, it just comes as a little extra.
Okay, good. Because I was going to say that's a little graphic.
Yes, true.
Ripping the heart out of the, you know. But that's cute. Very cute. And I know my dachshund loves squeaky toys. Squeak, squeak, squeak.
Yeah, my Scout prefers the soft chew with the squeak.
Mm-hmm.
Ziggy, the terrier mix, likes the harder, you know, the soft ones he can rip apart.
Yeah.
So he is more inclined to, you know, the bones and the harder chew toys.
Yeah. Same with the cattle dogs. My cattle dogs, that would last probably 30 seconds.
Right.
And but some the dachshund that would play with it and squeak it and wouldn't, you know, kill
carry it.
It
around like it's their baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and it's a good point because, you know, especially with toys, I think it's so important to play with your dog. And I've talked about that a lot, the relationship. And that you're your dog's friend is probably one of the most important things when we're talking about motivation and training. And playing is actually one of the most powerful ways that you can develop and strengthen your relationship with your dog. And so finding toys that your dog as an individual likes and is drawn to, but also that will last. Because, you know, I know for my cattle dogs, that wouldn't be a great choice. For my dachshund, that would be perfect.
Right, and also mixing it up to keep the toys interesting.
Yeah.
Introducing new ones, maybe putting away the old one, reintroducing it later, but keeping them engaged.
Yeah, variety. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, those are very cute. And what was the name of that? Oh, right, the Fugly Family. Fugly Family. And those are also available on Etsy.com.
Yes.
And you can see them, some of these examples. This little mustache one is really funny on the City Dog Magazine Holiday Gift Guide. And you can follow along with us right now if you go to citydogmagazine.com/blog and you can follow along with us. Yeah. So let's take a break and we'll be back in just a few minutes. We're talking with Brandy Algren, editor of City Dog Magazine. You're listening to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes on Alternative Talk 1150.
I'm finally home, curled up by the fire. Snow is falling from the sky like ashes from an urn. Sweet dreams, my little one, now it's my turn. Well, Christmas is going to the dogs. We'd rather have chew toys than you.
Hi, this is Julie Forbes, your host of the Dog Talk Show and owner of Sensitive Dog, Dog Training and Behavior. Invisible Fence Northwest uses a balanced, gentle approach to help dogs learn their boundaries. I've seen it firsthand. They work with each person and pet as an individual and teach in a way that's fun and respectful. Your dog quickly learns it has freedom and fair boundaries, so is safe, happy, and secure. Isn't that what we all want for our dogs? Save $100 when you visit InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENCE and tell them you're a Dog Talk Show fan. They're there for the life of your pet.
Do you have an injury, old or new, that won't heal? Are you fighting a cold or illness you can't kick? Do you feel like you've tried everything and are still struggling to find wellness and balance in your physical health? Have you been unimpressed with acupuncture in the past? For over a decade, Robert Meduzia has been making a difference for people who thought they had exhausted their options. Don't settle for pain and illness. Call 425-828-6190. That's 425-828-6190. Again, 425-828-6190. The Acupuncture and Sports Clinic of Kirkland. Heal faster, play longer.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to the Northwest School of Animal Massage, we cover the world of animals. A few years ago, local movie animal trainer Ann Gordon went to the jungle of Panama to film a movie. She did not return. She fell in love with and married a young Panamanian tribesman. For the first time, Ann Gordon de Barragan and Oatneal, her husband, are coming home for the holidays. And they'll be with us in the studio this week. Martha Norwalk's Animal World, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Your dog has digestive upset.
You want answers.
Your dog has itchy skin.
You want answers.
Your dog has kidney disease.
You want answers.
Your dog is overweight.
You want answers. Go to AnswersPetFood.com to find the answers as to why you want to feed Answers Pet Food to your dog with these issues. Answers Pet Food. If you have questions, we give you answers.
The Natural Pet Pantry offers everything you need for feeding your pet a raw food diet. Most health issues pets face today are a result of poor diet. The Natural Pet Pantry makes raw, cooked, and custom meals for your pets, all prepared locally using only grade A meats and vegetables. Located in stores around the Puget Sound, the home delivery is available from Stanwood to Gig Harbor. Visit naturalpetpantry.com or call 206-248-1079 for more information on how to add health and longevity to your beloved pet's life. That's naturalpetpantry.com.
Camley Electric Incorporated is a full-service electrical contractor. From simple home repairs to full remodels, new construction, and small commercial projects, our qualified electricians do it all. We pride ourselves on our workmanship and professional standards, delivered with value in mind. Located in historic Ballard, Camley Electric serves the greater Seattle metropolitan area. Licensed, bonded, and insured. Kemley Electric welcomes all inquiries about your electrical needs. Visit the website KemleyElectric.com. That's K-E-M-L-Y Electric.com.
Independent programs, independent voices, independent ideas. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Dog Show with Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk 1150 AM. And we are back with Brandi Algren, editor and founder of City Dog Magazine, with us in the booth today. And we are going through, Brandi has brought some of the actual products that are featured in the City Dog Magazine Holiday Gift Guide, which is out now on the stands. Barnes & Noble, Elliott Bay Books, Mud Bay, etc., and also online. And City Dog Magazine, in addition to these gifts that we're featuring for holiday gift ideas, the magazine itself makes a wonderful gift for the dog lover in your life. CityDogMagazine.com. It's $18, gets you a year subscription. That's five issues, one every season, and then this special gift guide that comes out during the holiday season. And if you would like to follow along with us as we are talking about these products and look for yourself online, you can go to citydogmagazine.com/blog, and you can actually flip through the pages on your computer and see these products as we're talking about them. And so we have some products for people. We've had a dog jacket and a dog toy and dog bed and dog bowl. And so we actually have some products that are for people, so for people who love dogs. And you have these really cute candles that have what looks like a collar sort of wrapped around their nice glass candle with a collar wrapped around and like a little dog tag that has like a message on it.
Right. These are also on artsydog.com by Nelly Design, and they're soy candles, scented, which I love because they burn really clean.
Yeah.
Not put off a lot of smoke.
Yep.
And then each one is wrapped with a dog collar in different designs that you can choose from, different colors, different patterns.
Mm-hmm.
But then each one also has a bone-shaped metal tag with a message on it, which I think makes it really special, especially for a dog lover in your life.
Yep.
This one that I have here says, home is where your dog is.
Yeah.
And then
this one says, dogs never lie about love.
Which they don't.
No. Dogs actually don't really lie about anything, I don't think. I'd have to think about that, but that's one of the nice things about them is that they're so honest.
Maybe a little
transparent.
Sneaky sometimes.
Sneaky, but yeah, not lying. And you can match, so you can obviously pick which message you would like. And can you match the message with the collar, or do they just sort of come randomly together?
I think they come randomly with the tag. So you could either choose it by the message that you want, or you can choose it by the color of collar that you want that's around the base of the candle.
Right. And this is these are also found on artsydog.com. I'm going to have to check out this website because it just sounds like from the stuff that you've brought in that they have a lot of really cool – a lot of handmade products.
They do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sort of not affiliated with, but sort of like Etsy.com for people. But this is artsydog.com, and there's links to it all over the City Dog Magazine Holiday Gift Guide. And also, if you go to the online version, there's hot links to these companies, all of the products. So you can just click on the name of the company. So let's talk about this jewelry that you have now.
Right. This is really sweet jewelry, also at artsydog.com. Sounds like we're promoting them, but they really do have a lot of interesting cool products, and we find a lot of our products for the cool products section through them. But this is Larios Jewelry and Design, and they make these breed-specific pendants, pins, and necklaces that have your favorite breed.
Mm-hmm.
Each one has a little heart, of course. The one that you're holding is says love, and then I think it has the Scotty breed in it.
Yeah.
But anyway, they have just a bunch of different designs, either just the silhouette of the dog itself in whatever breed, or other designs like the one I'm holding is a round circle with the pug, and then you know the one that you're holding is the love.
Yeah, very nice. This one reminds me of the Sex in the City
that carries
necklace.
To weight, right.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Very cute. And that is Larios Jewelry and Design. And again, you can find that link on the citydogmagazine.com/blog holiday gift guide. There's a hot link to it. And also artsydog.com. And then you have this like activewear that has a little dog, and like a dog and person doing yoga together, doing the downward dog together. Very cute.
Right. This is from Lucy.com, and it's just a really nice, soft, high-quality T-shirt for the yogis or the dogies in your life.
Mm-hmm. And we, of course, back in the day of the dog show, we had Brenda Bryan on, who is a local woman who offers yoga classes with your dog.
Right.
And we talked about her, and she has her book, Barking Buddha. So that's very cute as well. Okay. And now, so you have some more coupon codes for us.
I do. This particular item for dog tags, and it's Flash Gordon Designs is the name of the company, and they're based right here in Seattle. They're pretty new, and they do these just really cool metal cutout designed tags. And so they have a variety of different designs that you can choose from, and then obviously customized with your dog's name, your telephone number.
Yeah.
And they're offering a coupon code of 10% off, and the code is just CityDog.
Excellent. And you can find them online at flashgordondesigns.com. And they are a local Seattle company, and these are really unique and creative dog tags, metal dog tags that you can personalize.
And really heavy duty.
Yeah.
So last.
Yeah, that's great. So there's a 10% off coupon code if you type in CityDog, one word. That'll give you 10% off their products. Excellent. And did you say you have another coupon code as well?
I do, and this is for a leash. And what's cool about this leash is it's just perfect for the Northwest. It's made out of climbing rope with a carabiner
yep.
clasp.
Yep.
Very heavy duty, high quality. And the company's name is Fetch Tech, but really cool, perfect for all those outdoorsy folks out there
yep.
for your hikes and trail walks. And they're offering 25% off. And the promo code for that is CityDog25. All one word.
Now, if someone types in CityDog80, are they going to get 80% off?
I'm just kidding.
Okay. CityDog25 is the coupon code for the Fetch Tech leash. I mean, there's not much more durable than rock climbing rope.
I wouldn't think so.
No. I mean, I would hope not, given what it's supposed to be doing. Okay, good. So now we've got, it looks like you've got some really cute cards and a book. Tell us about this.
Well, I brought in a couple of gift cards because, of course, it's 'tis the season for sending your holiday cards. And Julie, I think you'd like this one because it features a dachshund.
Of course.
With the red reindeer nose.
Yeah.
And it says up on the rooftop, woof, woof, woof.
Mm-hmm.
I did the woof well. And then this one here is on Etsy.com. There's a lot of card makers on Etsy that each card is handmade, you know, on really custom thick quality paper.
Mm-hmm.
And let me see if you find it. I've got to go turn to the right page. This one is by Citrus Tree Designs.
Mm-hmm.
And it features the silhouette of a lab with reindeer antlers and a shining red nose.
Yeah, I love this design. It's really cute. You know, it's hard to find, I think, holiday cards in general, you know, to find some nice ones, but especially dog-related ones that, like, aren't too cheesy or, you know, that are kind of, like, unique or have an artistic...
Speaking of, if you do want to go to the cheesy route, do you know ICANN has cheeseburger?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
For those of you who haven't, they have a website that just features funny pictures of dogs, cats, with funny quotes that people can submit. And they've come out with a line of holiday cards.
Oh, funny.
So we have those in the magazine as well in the gift guide. But they're pretty cute.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty hip, I think, for... I mean, they're so unique and they have such a unique approach. Now, wasn't this... They're basically, wasn't it about cats first? I don't know much about
LOL cats.
LOL cats.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So that's very cute. So there's some great holiday card. Not too late to order some cards. I love this dachshund one with that little hat.
Oh, right. He's got his little winter.
How adorable is that?
Flap hat.
Yep. Very cute. Okay, good. So what's next?
So, with this book, as you called it, it's actually Homeward Pet Adoption Center's calendar book.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to give a gift but also give back to a local organization, a lot of the organizations, individual, like Seattle Humane Society, I think Posados has a calendar, but Homeward Pet Adoption has a 52-week calendar. And so what's really cool about it is it's small enough that you can take it with you to places.
Mm-hmm.
But it's large enough that you can take notes on your individual appointments. Mm. But I think what's best of all is it features 52-plus photos of dogs and cats.
Nice.
All of these local, all of these that have been auctioned off.
Yeah.
So this was a fundraiser for them, and all of them shot by local pet photographers.
Mm-hmm. And there's a calendar you said, I think, for the Dugan Foundation?
The Dugan Foundation. They're based down in Tacoma, and each year they do a calendar that you can buy a month to feature your dog or cat.
Right.
Which is shot by Seattle pet photographer Bev Sparks.
Yep.
Who does fabulous work. You can purchase your month ahead of time. So you can purchase the calendar now at DuganFoundation.org, but you can also purchase a month for the 2013 calendar.
Right.
And that's $500.
So does that include the sitting?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So it includes the photo shoot with Bev.
Yep.
And then you get to choose the month that you want.
Yep.
And then that is a donation,
yeah.
tax-deductible donation to a great organization.
Yeah, and I think that's such a great thing to give up. I mean, to bring up, especially, you know, I hate to say it, but in this economy, and, you know, it's to give, when people are spending money to give gifts, to include the gift as a donation. Like, if the gift can be a donation at the same time, so that you're putting some of your holiday resources towards organizations that really need the support, especially now. And to really support, I know for me, that would probably be a dog-related organization if I were to donate, to support the dogs out there that really need our support, that don't have homes, that don't have stockings, that don't, you know, that aren't getting presents. I mean, we're talking about a holiday gift guide for people and their pets. Those dogs are really lucky, and there's a lot of dogs and cats and other animals out there that aren't as lucky. And so to really remember to support them as well, there's a lot of food drives. That's a great way to help support as well. Lots of food drives set up at local pet shops, and so you can, you know, purchase food and donate that way as well. And I really recommend, you know, I've talked a lot on this show about nutrition, and people who have listened to the shows in the past know my stance on that. But I really encourage people to buy a higher quality food that they're donating to pets. You know, even a pet in a shelter, you know, those animals deserve better nutrition than what is provided in a grocery store brand food that actually has ingredients in it that harms the pets. I mean, some food is better than no food, but if you have the means, buy a nicer brand of food from a smaller local retail shop and donate that, and give a homeless dog a nice nutritious meal rather than something with byproducts and filler in it too. So
right.
Well, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about some holiday safety tips, and Brandy has a story to share with us as well. So we are here today with Brandy Algren, who's the editor and founder of City Dog Magazine. You're listening to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes on Alternative Talk 1150.
Bobby wants a puppy dog for Christmas. I know you plan to bring electric train. Bobby wants a puppy dog for Christmas. That's the only song we hear him sing.
This is Julie Forbes, your host of The Dog Talk Show. If you've been listening, you already know how I feel about Invisible Fence Northwest and their safety solutions for dogs. But get this, they help cats too. They tell me they've helped thousands of felines enjoy safe freedom outdoors or can keep them safe inside. They also have gentle ways to create a dog-free zone for your cat, so your dog will stay away from your cat's food and litter box. Visit InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENCE and tell them you want the Dog Talk Show discount.
Family owned since 1975, Dr. Don's Automotive has been awarded Best Auto Repair from Seattle Magazine, Seattle Weekly, and Ballard News Tribune. Dr. Don's Automotive offers a free 35-point inspection. It's winterization time. Remember to have your coolant, tires, brakes, hoses, and belts checked to keep you and your dog safe this winter. Visit DrDon'sAutomotive.com for more information or call 206-782-6303 to schedule an appointment. Mention this ad for 5% off parts and labor. Dr. Don's Automotive, expert auto repair and service with the honesty of a dog lover that you can trust.
Do you know there is an insurance company that offers great rates, quality service, and cares about your furry companions? Progressive will help cover the cost of your vet bills if you and your pet are involved in an accident. Call the good guys at Eastside Insurance, who represent Progressive Insurance and other fine companies. Contact Tom or Chuck at e-z-insurance.com for a free quote or call 877-817-4103. Eastside Insurance, where you and your pet can rest insured.
Let Hot Portraiture paint your dog in a stylish, abstract, realistic style. Artist Jennifer Bloom captures the personality of any canine, big or small, mutt or purebred. You can even include yourself in the painting, and you're sure to love the end result. To find out more, visit hotportraiture.net. That's H-A-U-T-E, portraiture.net. Or call Jennifer at 206-661-4538.
Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair discusses issues that are important to you, like good health and well-being, finding a new job and building your business, overcoming life's big challenges and making sense out of chaos, and living with passion and joy. Join us Mondays at noon Pacific for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. See conversationslive.net for show schedule and guest information.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
There's nothing else like it on the dial. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
And Bobby wants a puppy dog for Christmas. I know you plan to bring an electric train.
Welcome back to the Dog Show with Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, and we're back with Brandy Algren, who's the founder and editor of City Dog Magazine. And we are going through, went through a lot of the holiday gift guide. There's certainly a lot more products that are featured in the gift guide that we didn't talk about. So if you want to check that out online, you can go to citydogmagazine.com/blog, and you can look at it on your computer. And of course, you can pick up a copy at Barnes & Noble, at Mud Bay and Elliott Bay Books, and other probably smaller local pet shops, maybe in your neighborhood. Ask for City Dog Magazine, and makes a great gift. So a year subscription is only $18. That gets you 5 issues, a seasonal issue, and then this holiday gift guide that comes out every year that we're talking about. And there's just one more product I want to mention before we talk about pet safety tips for the holidays, and that's these scarves. So tell us a little bit about these scarves.
These scarves by a girl and her dog, which we found on Etsy.com, come in a variety of different colors. They're kind of a cotton knit material. Just for that fashionista in your life who loves dogs, you can specify what breed you want in the design.
Mm-hmm.
So this one that we've got here has a little Frenchie on it.
Yeah.
Seemed to have a Frenchie theme this time around. And I think this one is a Frenchie as well.
Oh, bulldog.
A little bulldog. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
English bulldog.
Right.
Looks like a puppy. Very cute.
Right. Yeah.
And so there's, so the moral of this is Etsy.com and artsydog.com have a lot of great gift ideas. And there's links. You can see the products that are featured in the City Dog Magazine Holiday Gift Guide. There's a lot of these products that are linked to those websites. And they also have links to the product company websites as well. So you can go to these companies if you like. Oh, those are cute. I wonder what other products that company might offer. You can go to their website as well.
Can I mention one last one just because it we don't have it here today in the studio, but if you really want a good laugh, these photos are hilarious, but it's a company called Sweet Hoots, and they make these little hand-knit hats for dogs in a variety of shapes and themes. So the one that we have in the magazine is Shrek.
Yeah.
They also make a Viking hat, skunk hat,
uh-huh.
devil horns, Yoda, a frog. I mean, they have just this. I saw one that was a cupcake. So all
Yoda,
of these,
really?
Yoda. So all of these little hats. But if anything, if you just go to the site and look at the pictures, they're hilarious.
And what is that?
They're on Etsy.com, okay. And the actual company itself is called Sweet Hoots.
Okay. Sweet Hoots, H-O-O-T-S, and you'll see, you won't miss this one. It's in the gift guide, in the holiday gift guide, you'll see there's this black pug that has on the green Shrek hat, and that is adorable. Yeah. A friend of mine has a Boston Terrier that I know she would love the Yoda hat, so mm-hmm. I'll have to check that out for her, too. So as we're talking about holidays, you know, it's important to talk about pet safety as you're having, you know, holiday parties and maybe having food out or people over that you wouldn't normally have out or over other times of the year, you know, to just kind of talk about some pet safety tips and to just have your wits about you to protect your dog during the holidays. So I have a list here of some safety tips. To watch your decorations, you know, bulbs or ornaments could certainly be very dangerous if a dog eats or swallows them. Very sharp. Other decorations that might be out that might smell a certain way or perhaps have some old eggnog on them that was spilled on them from last year's party or whatever. To just keep your eye out, especially if you know that your dog is the type that's going to check things out like that. Same with gift wrap and bows, to be careful about that type of stuff, too. Fireplaces and candles, for sure, especially for dogs that have, you know, wavy tails and longer hair. You know, the tail could very easily waft past a candle that was on a coffee table and then catch on fire. So be really careful about that type of thing, too. And then food-wise, of course... Now, I have this kind of thing. It's not really a pet peeve, but this whole thing about people food versus dog food, because to me, it's just kind of a funny phenomenon that's happened, because 80 years ago, there was no such thing as dog food, and dogs have been living with people for about 14,000 years. That being said, you know, I think that there are a lot of types of people food that are actually really, really healthy for dogs, but there are a lot that aren't. And especially in the holidays when we're talking about rich foods and sweets and alcohol. And when Brandy and I were talking before the show, you told me the story about a friend of yours who had a dog that got really sick on alcohol. So tell us about that.
Right. It's just something to keep in mind with, you know, with all of the holiday parties going on right now, if you're hosting a party and what this friend of mine... She forgot to mention to her guests, so if you're having a party, this is something just to mention to your guests, is alcoholic beverages. And a friend of hers had set the glass down, you know, not, you know, as non-dog owners, you know, you just don't keep,
right.
You know, those things. And so he had set the glass down, and one of their Westies, unbeknownst to them at the time, drank it.
Mm-hmm.
And later, a little later in the evening, they noticed her staggering and acting funny and what appeared to be actually drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And so they watched her for a bit, became very concerned. She seemed to be getting worse. They can smell alcohol on her breath.
Yeah.
And late in the evening on a Saturday night, they took her to the 24-hour emergency vet and they had to pump her stomach.
Yeah.
Set her up with an IV, keep her overnight into the next evening to watch her, because even the next day she had alcohol on her breath.
Mm.
So it's just something to be very, very aware of, because alcohol is really dangerous to dogs.
Yeah, you know, I hate it when I hear, especially more so with younger adults, but, you know, oh, yeah, you know, my dog loves beer, or, you know, or it's like, oh, it's really funny to give a dog. I mean, I can only imagine like what happens in frat houses and stuff like that, but that it's really not a good thing to do. It's really dangerous. Dogs don't tolerate alcohol. It can kill them. And so, like you said, especially if you're having a lot of guests over, or you're having a holiday party, to make sure that people know or that you communicate clearly with your guests, like, you know, put your, please set your drinks up high, you know, the dogs, or, you know, maybe the best solution if you've got dogs that are very savvy about this is to put them in the bedroom or something for the height of the party, if you know, just to keep them safe, if that's really the best solution. But, you know, I know when we have people over and like if we have grapes out, mm-hmm. They're such a great snack food, you know, but, you know, a lot of people have no idea that grapes can be really highly, highly toxic to dogs and like, oh, if one drops on the floor or whatever. So you just have to really communicate with your guests and be careful to keep your dogs safe because dogs are opportunistic. And if there's something to get into, a lot of dogs will take the opportunity.
Especially when it's sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. They, you know, it's not about the expense of it, but it did cost her $1,800.
Right.
In the expenses of it and, you know, endangered her dog, which she felt horrible about, of course. So
right.
Definitely a lesson learned in that is mention it to your guests because a lot of people, it's just not on their radar.
Yeah. And a little dog, especially, for an animal that's never had alcohol in their system, so no tolerance, it's not an animal that should have it in their system at all, but it, just think of it in this way. And that's so small, it really wouldn't take that much, I would think, to really have an impact on the dog.
Right.
Yeah. So some other, you know, and of course, rich foods, if your dog, to just be smart about the foods, if you're going to add in some people food into your dog's meal, which I don't think is necessarily a bad idea, as long as you're sure that it's food that is good for your dog. Not rich foods, not fatty foods, not sweet foods, you know, grain, stuff like that. But to just be careful about that and to not overindulge your pet because it can really make them sick and give them a stomach ache. And
cause some cleanup
issues
for you as well.
Cleanup issues. There was something that was interesting, this whole idea of giving a pet as a gift,
mm-hmm.
which to me... You know, I'm not an average dog owner, but, you know, I just wouldn't think to give a dog as a gift to somebody because it just seems like a much bigger deal to me, unless I knew, like, unless there was some sort of arrangement, I guess. But I read an article, and I tried to find it, but it was through ABC News, but that in a poll, and I don't know what the poll was, and they can kind of poll for anything, but the poll said 4 out of 10 people said that they got their dogs as a gift. I was like, what?
That surprises me.
Isn't that? I mean, I don't know where these people were, whatever, in the poll, but not really a great idea, I don't think.
Well, what about parents that want to bring a dog into their family, and so they give one to their child, you know, as teach them, you know, how to raise an animal? Is that a bad thing in your mind?
Well, okay, so that's a good question, and we're almost out of time, but the child is not going to be responsible for the animal.
Right.
I mean, ultimately for the vet care, I mean, people, I think I've seen this a lot with training and behavior where, you know, parents are frustrated because they, and of course the child is going to swear up and down that they'll walk it every day and feed it every day. I promise, you know, and then you get the dog and 2 weeks later they're, you know, the novelty's worn off. Of course, they still love the animal, but they don't want to put the time in. So if you're thinking, I'm going to get a dog for my 6-year-old or 12-year-old, it's the adults that are responsible for the pet, not the kids. I think that it's wonderful for children to grow up with animals, but it's really the adults that are responsible for them.
Right. And I also think that it's such a personal decision to your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So someone else picking a dog for you and not knowing, you know, your lifestyle. So it's such a personal decision.
Well, preference of dog type, but also like energy level, lifestyle, like you said, you know, that's all really important stuff. That's a good match. It's good chemistry so that it's successful and so that dog doesn't end up in a shelter.
Right.
Well, Brandy, time flies. Always wonderful to have you here. And it was great having all of these products and to get to see them all. Again, you can find this gift guide on citydogmagazine.com/blog. I'll post all of this information and the coupon codes and stuff on the Dog Talk Show homepage, dogtalkshow.com. You can find us on Facebook as well as City Dog Magazine. Happy holidays, Brandy, to you and your dogs. Thanks for listening to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes on Alternative Talk 1150.